Bone Boy Speaks, Episode 64, The Sausage Made More Efficient. In Episode 17, I talked about how the sausage was made, i.e. how this podcast is made. Well, that's changed quite a bit, and it's actually now made much more efficiently. And so I'm still screaming into my iPhone with a windscreen on it from an old microphone, but what I do now is I'm using this tool called Twisted Wave rather than using GarageBand. This has some benefits. The audio editing on this is a bit better. It's more geared toward audio, so that it, in some cases it's less flexible, in other cases it's more. But as an audio editing tool, it's very easy to use. I can use it on the iPhone. I don't have to futz around with it. It gives me pretty good results. I can also then take the audio that I record and easily upload it to my server. Now, of course, the application itself supports FTP, but it also supports exporting to other apps, I guess using internal URL handlers in iOS or something. So I can pass the file straight to a tool called iTransfer, which will then allow me to SFTP it up to my server. And then from there, I've actually written a script on my web host, which runs Linux, and I can SSH to it and tag the files appropriately and upload them to the content place that they need to be. And then as far as crafting the podcast episode, I can do that with the WordPress app on the iPhone or the iPad. And I guess the upshot of all of that is that I can now produce a podcast entirely on my mobile phone and have it get uploaded. I mean, granted, I'm not doing the entire thing on my iPhone. I still have to do a couple of things on the server, but it never touches my laptop. The entire thing just goes straight into the cloud. And, you know, also with Twisted Wave, there's other things I can do. I can also back up the audio into Google Drive, which I do. And so all of that is pretty easy. And so now I've gotten the actual podcast production process, assuming I don't spend too much time fiddling with the audio. I actually get a podcast published pretty quick. And again, I can do it from anywhere, which is always the goal I had with this podcast, was to be able to produce fairly quick podcasts that didn't rely on me being at a desk. That's why I use the tools I use, and I can put them up on the server, and you can download it in your podcast reader and so forth. Speaking of which, if you happen to be listening to this podcast and you happen to use iTunes as your podcast catcher, I'd really appreciate it if you went into iTunes and left a review or gave a rating of this podcast. That helps new people find it. I'm getting approximately 80 or 90 listeners per episode now, so welcome to all of you, whether you're listening to me with iTunes, with your favorite podcast or client, you're listening on SoundCloud, or you're listening to me on the No Agenda stream. The podcast is got a lot of different ways you can listen to it, and I hope you enjoy it, and please keep sending your feedback. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.